If you find yourself laughing at some of the things Ron says on this show or some of the comedy that you hear, here's a little reminder from Ron himself.
This isn't actually funny. It's actually pathetic.
Don't mind him. He gets in this mood sometimes. He just needs a big hug. Come here, big fella. Bring it in. I got plenty for you. You're listening to The Ron Van Dam Show on New England Broadcasting.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. Good night. It's The Ron Van Dam Show.
Stay away from me.
Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird if you like that sort of thing.
If allergies are catching, if you can catch allergies from somebody sneezing, you stay away from me. If you want to give me a big hug, but you don't know when to stop hugging, when to release from the hug, then stay away from me. If you're going to start a conversation with me by making ridiculously insignificant small talk, but then you continue the conversation with the small talk, stay away from me. If you're going to show me pictures of your young child, stay away from me. Not interested in your children. They're your children. You should have incredible deep interest in your children. They're not my children. What makes you think that I care? If you want to show me a picture of your little puppy dog, I'll be happy to take a look. But your children? That's not my thing. All right. See, what I do on this show is I find things that bond us because today, politically and socially, nothing bonds us whatsoever. Do you think that? Well, I think this, not the same thing. So I try to find things where we can have some middle ground, and those are usually the insignificant social things. But I must point them out because that's my job. I've been doing this, as you know. Shut up, Ron. You always tell me how long you've been doing it. I know. It's all I got. Been doing this for over 30 years. I interview people. I comment on social things. It's what I do. What do you want? I mean, if you're a builder and you build houses, that's all you do. Well, maybe it's not all you do, but it's what you do. So just let's respect that. If we have respect for each other, it's a good foundation. Beyond that, it's a problem. It's a problem. I am not interested in your children. I love children. I love my children. Oh, my God. Children are the adults of tomorrow. Ugh. That's fine. Children are misguided. They don't know what they're doing. They have no life experience. They make mistakes all over the place. They're disgusting. They think that penis jokes are funny, which they're not. They're not. Let me tell you that right now. Penis jokes are not funny. That's a part of the body that is used for intricate purposes. There's nothing funny about it. Except the fact that Florida is shaped like a penis. Beyond that, it's not funny. Italy shaped like a boot? I don't think so. Yeah, children are immature. I mean, that's the definition. Children are little people, little immature people running around aimlessly. Yeah, I mean, yeah, okay, fine. But I'm not interested in your children. Hey, Ron, my son Bobby? Yeah, he had breakfast yesterday at to House of Pancakes. Are you serious? Why do I need to know this? Do you understand how many things I need to know? I don't need to know that. My son Bobby, he's going to college now. He's going to college at Columbia University in New York. What am I supposed to do with that? Oh, that's good. What do you want? What do you want from me? My son Bobby is graduating. Now to you, that's a big thing. That's a big life thing. That's a memory that'll stick with you. For me, no. No. It's information you've given me that only helps your gloating. I have no interest in Bobby going to college whatsoever. I didn't even know you had a son named Bobby. Well, I told you that, but I wasn't listening. Do you know how often I nod my head in agreement when I don't know what the hell you're talking about? A lot. Most of the time, actually. I'm very good at dismissing things. I really am. When someone's talking to me, I can look like I'm incredibly interested in what you're saying, but I don't even know. I don't even know what's going on. My head's somewhere in Tahiti on a beach. Because if I really was in Tahiti on a beach, I'd be sunburned and they'd be scraping stuff off my body in a skin cancer lab. So no. But I do appear interested. See, I could have been a wonderful psychologist. I've told you on previous shows, I could have been one of the greatest psychologists of all time. Not to gloat, but I could have. I don't care about other people's problems. So, or if I cared too much, then I'd bring it home with me and I would ruin my life because of your problems. So no, I'm not going to do the psychologist route. This is as close to psychology as I want to get. But I would probably be very good at sitting in a chair and just shaking my head up and down as if I'm listening, but I'm not. And I would just have to repeat whatever you said, you know, like, yes, I'm scared of women. Why do you think that is? Well, wait a minute. You just repeated what I said to you and asked a question back to me. Is that all you do? That's correct. Tell me, how do you feel about your mother? Well, my mother never paid attention to me, and I don't know if I really love my mother that much. Why do you think that is? Well, you did it again. I'm paying you money for answers, and all you do is you turn it around and ask me the same question of what I said. You take my statements and you turn them into questions. That's right. That's what I do. That way I don't have to listen to anything you said, except for just take what you say and just put it in the form of a question. That's all I have to do. That'll be $500, please, and our time is up, by the way. Said this on previous programs, wouldn't it be wonderful if we could just do that socially all the time? So, Ron, how's everything? That's fine. What's it doing? Yesterday went, and Bobby, you just graduated out of college, and that's... I'm sorry. As far as this conversation is concerned, our time is up. What? Our time is up. So you can use that little psychology trick when you're having a conversation with somebody if you want to get into a deep conversation, but you don't really care about it. You're just kind of like thinking of something else. Do the psychology trick. Whatever the other person said at the end of their sentence, turn that into a question, and they think that you're interested because you're asking them a lot of questions. But the questions that you're asking them are simply the last things that they said turn into a question. It's the psychology trick. It works. Oh, I've used it, and I've used it successfully. You got to know what you're doing, though, because most people don't catch on that you're using a psychology conversation trick. They don't catch on, because most people are really, really kind of vapid. You know what I'm saying? You can choose the vapid ones. very easily. They got vapid written all over their face, literally, with a pen. So I take advantage of them. It doesn't hurt anybody. It makes them think that what they're saying is valid. It doesn't hurt anybody. They think that they're in a deep conversation about something. No. You're just being asked the same questions you said in the last sentence of your previous comment. That's all. I know what I'm doing. Anyway, oh, I don't know. It's life is a barrel of monkeys. What is that, right? No. That's like bobbing for apples. I've never bobbed for apples. Why would I stick my face in a barrel with floating apples in it? For what purpose would that be? Is that a party game or something? I don't know. I'm not good at parties. I'm not. People think that I'm so vivacious. You have no idea. You think I'm vivacious? Are you kidding me? Put me up against a vivacious person. You'll see I'm not vivacious. But they think because I do radio and talk shows and all that kind of crap that I would be incredibly interesting. Well, I am. It's just I'm not going to let you in on that world unless you pay me. Yeah. I'm a conversation prostitute is what I am. Anyway, yeah, so I get invited to a lot of parties, or at least I used to. I used to go to these cocktail mixers all the time where people were mixing cocktails. And, yeah, you walk around with a martini glass or a wine glass in your hand and you meet people that you don't know and kind of understand why you don't. They're usually interesting people that have jobs. And, so you just say, hi, how are you? My name is Ron. What's your name?
My name's Susie.
Susie. I see that you're with the bank.
Yes, I am. I'm the vice president of the bank.
Okay. Well, good for you, Susie. That's a nice thing. Your name is Susie, right?
Yes, that's what it says on my chest.
I love the little cocktail mixer things, you know, where you meet people that you don't know, you know, for professional reasons, and you're supposed to start conversations, although you don't know where it's going to go or why you're even doing it. And they have their names on a little badge, little see-through badge, little badge that they wear on their, for a man, you wear it on your lapel of your jacket. And believe me, if you're at a cocktail mixer, you're going to be wearing some kind of a sports coat or suit or something. The women wear their names, hello, my name is, those things, but they're always down at the level of their breasts. And I find it awkward that as soon as I meet somebody of the opposite sex at a cocktail reception, the first thing I do is stare at their chest to find out what their name is. You're not supposed to do it, but you're supposed to do it, you know, like I don't understand. You take a quick glance.
Hey, did you just look at my boobs?
No, Consuelo.
It's Consuela.
Yeah, well, okay. Your badge isn't lying flat is the problem. It's a difficult thing. It's a difficult thing. Small talk. They call it small talk for a reason. It's talk that's really small. It's not a big talk. It's a small talk. Small talk is also happens online. If you're a young person who loves to text and things like that, you'll love the online kind of life. That way you don't have to stare at any badges. You don't have to look at them. Nothing. All of a sudden, you can just stop texting and people don't know what happened to you. Wait a minute. Did they leave the conversation? Did they die? What happened? We were having a conversation, a text. We were texting each other and all of a sudden they stopped texting me. What happened to them? They don't know. They don't care. They care at first, but then they go, oh, whatever. I don't know. I've been involved in texts before. I guess they call them a string of texts or something like that, where you just text back and forth forever without any kind of contact. Sometimes they'll text you a picture. This is about as socially moronic as you can get. Yeah, I don't know. It's difficult. I don't go to cocktail parties anymore, except for the cocktails. They're nice. It's very difficult to talk to somebody that you don't know if you don't have a cocktail. Wouldn't it be interesting if in life you could walk around with cocktails? I'm going to work now, honey. I'll be taking a subway. I'm going to walk a few blocks, get to the subway, or get on the subway.
Okay, don't forget your cocktail.
Oh, yeah, almost did. Thank you. It'd be interesting if people could just walk around with cocktails all the time. That'd be kind of weird, huh? Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Fine. How was your night last night?
Really good.
All right. I'm going to walk over here with my cocktail.
What are you doing with a cocktail so early in the morning?
It's social. It's a social thing. I don't know.
By the way, have you noticed that all men to me are named Bob? Have you noticed that? I do that on purpose. Because it's only got three letters in the name, and backwards and forwards, it's the same name. You can't go wrong with Bob. Bob could be a Robert. That's possible. Could be a Robbie. Rob. Bob. Could be anything. I'm a three-letter word, too. I'm a Ron. Very, very simple. Don't like it. I want to be something like... Consuelo. I'd like to be Consuelo. I think that'd be kind of fun. I don't know what that means in the native tongue, but I like all the letters in it. You know what I like for a name for a girl? Brooklyn. Yeah, it's like we've run out of names. Let's start naming people out of towns and cities. Let's do towns and cities now. My name is Sam. Sam Francisco. I get it. That was a great name. Brooklyn. That's weird, huh? Names are weird. It tags you for your entire life. What your parents name you is it. Some people change their names, especially in show business. But basically, that name is going to stick with you no matter what. It's a big pain in the ass to change your name. All your birth certificates and all your documents and credit cards and driver's license and government papers and Social Security. I mean, it's all got that name that your parents gave you. Yeah. When I was growing up, I was at the tail end of the flower generation where parents were naming their kids all these kind of weird names like Flower Face. I mean, I don't know any Flower Face. It's just an example. But they were, they were naming them weird things. Like Lily Pad. Not just Lily. Lily Pad. Bartholomew. What are you doing to people? You want your nickname to be Barth? No. Yeah, that was a weird time of life, man. That hippie generation thing. It represented some really cool stuff. Free love. Remember that? People were just having sex with each other without any thought of involved. Can't do that now because, there's no more abortion, so you can't do that. But it was free love. Now, I have to pay a lot of money for that. And I'm not talking about prostitution. Once you're married or you have a girlfriend and you're a guy, it's not free love anymore. It cost you a fortune. And you'll have it when they say you have it. Not when you want it. No. It was never free. It was never free. Free stuff ain't that good. No. Did you ever get a free pen in the mail? You know, like some kind of foundation for the hard to look at, some kind of foundation like that. And you open it up and they want you to donate to the foundation for people who are hard to look at. and they give you a free pen in the envelope. And those pens really never write properly because they're free. I have an interesting guest coming up momentarily. But first, we're going to do a commercial word. Then we're on our way to meeting somebody and doing some really heavy interview small talk. Okay, hold on.
First, they put jalapenos on your hamburger, but that wasn't hot enough. Then came habaneros, but still, that wasn't hot enough. Next came the ghost pepper, and still, that was not hot enough for you. Well, buckle up, tough guy, because Burger Guy thinks you're not man enough to handle the heat of our new sweet flaming mother of heaven. What the f*** did you assholes do to my hamburger burger? Featuring two of Burger Guy's signature paper-thin patties topped with an experimental hot sauce made from a concentrated hot pepper extract that has only been approved for military use by North Korea. This burger will burn a hole through every inch of your intestines and then slap your mama on its way out for good measure. This burger is so hot they wouldn't let us test it on prisoners. Death row prisoners. But for a limited time, you can try your luck at your local Burger Guy if you're not a complete pussy.
All purchases of the sweet flaming mother of heaven, what the f*** did you assholes do to my hamburger burger, must be pre-approved by a certified attorney at law with proper notification of next of kin. Sweet flaming mother of heaven, what the f*** did you assholes do to my hamburger burger must not be consumed within 500 yards of schools or within 1,000 yards of open flame. All Burger Guy franchisees reserve the right to ignore cries for mercy or requests for immediate medical attention.
Hi, I'm Gary Filkington, founder, owner, and operator of Filkington Gender Warehouse in picturesque West Bridgewater. We've got genders for all occasions here, for sale, lease, or hourly rental. There's no need whatsoever for you to agonize over what gender floats your proverbial boat. You can choose from one or more of our selection of over 30,000 government-certified genders of the highest quality. Come on in and talk to one of our qualified gender specialists, so feel free to browse around in our vast three-story gender showroom. Whether you're a boy or a girl or a genuflecting peach pit or whatever, you're guaranteed to find a gender that'll show the world you're something special. And while you're here, if you gotta use the can, it's open season, baby. Go wherever your spirit takes you. Filkington Gender Warehouse is open weekdays till 8 p.m. and till 2 a.m. on Saturday for your late-night gender action. Surprise your friends, piss off your parents, get special treatment at your job with a brand new Filkington Gender, Filkington Gender Warehouse. We identify as being at 367 East Route 43 in West Bridgewater, so maybe go there.
Hello.
Hi, Haley. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? What a wonderful radio voice you have.
Oh, thank you so much. This is going to be a good interview. Thank you. Haley is...
I like that even better when you laugh.
Oh, no, come on. Cut it out. You're embarrassing. My face is red and you can't even see it. Haley Hasselhoff.
I wish I could see it.
Wow, Haley. Haley Hasselhoff joins us now. She's an actor, a model, a designer, a host. A body positivity and mental health advocate. She builds houses. She's responsible for the construction of the Eiffel Tower. You've done a lot.
Well, no, I've definitely not built a house, I can tell you that.
All right, fine. All right. Haley, your last name, Hasselhoff, sounds quite familiar to me. I assume there's a connection here.
There is. David Hasselhoff is my father.
There you go. Your father. Yeah. Hey, you know, you're doing a wonderful thing, and congratulations on your success and everything that you do. As I say, your talents are very impressive. But you advocate for people to be happy and comfortable with their body, and even to be successful with it. And I think that's a wonderful thing. Congrats on that.
Thank you. I mean, I to my core, I believe that weight does not define who you are. You define who you are. And that size does not define your happiness or your worth. And that we really need to get to a place where we don't comment on other people's success with their weight. Instead, we comment on who they are innately inside. And, you know, I really do also believe that you can love yourself in the now. Mm-hmm. And you can also love yourself while you're trying to achieve new health goals.
Yeah, absolutely true. And I gather from what you're talking about that you had to deal with this stigma.
Well, of course. I mean, I started out as a curve model at 14 years old. And back then, you know, no one really knew what a curve model was outside of the industry. And mm-hmm. so I had the same set of challenges growing up in my teens as a curvier woman. Mm-hmm. And I really had to kind of find a place of understanding that my weight doesn't define who I am. Yet, I want to be able to inspire a woman to feel beautiful no matter what shape or size. And that doesn't come in the future. It comes in the now. So it comes from taking it day by being able to say that you love who you are today.
There's no question about it. The people that are the sexiest are the ones that have brilliant and creative personalities, who bubble inside, who make you feel great to be with them. And that's what really does it.
Are you calling me sexy, Ron? Is this what's happening?
I guess
here?
I did. Well, you started it. You started it with the voice thing.
You brought the sexy in there. That was not me.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. It's not even in the notes. I just kind of threw that in, but it's true. Okay. So how did you get to this point that you are today?
You know, I feel like my journey has been quite long, and instead of sitting here and judging or shamefully speaking about how my health goals have changed, mm-hmm. I want to take the power back by saying that it's okay to love your body in the now, but it's also okay for me to speak about loving my body while also enduring new health goals. Mm-hmm. So I started taking Plenty, which is made from naturally derived ingredients. It's an FDA-cleared prescription product. And what it does is it helps me feel more satisfied with smaller meals by feeling fuller. And with that, within my journey, it's allowed me to have smaller meals throughout my day, which has allowed me to be more mindful mm-hmm. around my eating habits. And I think that is something that's super interesting. As I'm getting into my 30s, I just want to be more connected on a deeper level on how I'm nourishing my body, not just my mind.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And that's for everybody, whether they're a model or not or whatever. It just when you're happy with yourself, then everything's kind of shines nicely, and that's a great message that you put forth. So how would we get involved in getting to the same place you are? How do we do that?
Well, you can get a free consultation by going to myplenty.com, and Plenty is a prescription product. So again, you can go to myplenty.com.
Okay, and I'm going to spell that. That's Plenity. Is that correct?
That is correct.
All right, and this is a prescription situation, you say?
It is a prescription product, mm-hmm. but it is made from naturally derived ingredients right. that mimic the physical properties of vegetables through their incredible science.
Okay, so I would have to go through my doctor in order to achieve this.
You would have to go through perhaps a telehealth provider.
Oh, okay.
For me, that was the best way forward because yeah. you can talk to them whenever, wherever you are in the world, and mm-hmm. it was a very easy and accessible process.
Or you could threaten your doctor and say, if you don't give me this prescription, I will no longer show up every 3 months for a follow-up. That would scare the hell out of them.
Well, I don't think that's the right thing to do.
All right, just an idea. Maybe that won't work. Never mind. All right, Haley. One more time, that website, please.
MyPlenty.com.
Excellent. It's been a pleasure speaking to you. You've uplifted my spirits today, and I appreciate it. And the best of always to you.
Thanks.
You take care.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Haley.
Bye.
Bye. Hey, thank you so much for being here. My time is up for today. I'm sorry, our time is up. I'll be back again the next time a weekday rolls around, which is like really soon, with a brand new show. But until that time arrives, make it a good day. Only you really can. So do it. Until then, I wish you peace.